I think the report's quite comprehensive in that it's identified a few different areas where women are exposed to sexual harassment in public spaces. So it specifically looked at public transport, when women are out on the street, and also in licensed venues. And I think this is important because we often don't think of the wide range of spaces that women may experience harassment, or indeed the dynamics that might make it more distressing for some women over others.
Is it a problem that's got worse, or are we just more aware of it and what constitutes as being harassment?
Well, in some ways, it's both. So, for example, many of the behaviours, the intrusive behaviours, things being said, verbal insults, suggestive comments, maybe unwelcome touching, those aren't new. Women have been subject to those for a very long time. What is new is the technologies that may be being used by people to increase people's distress. So we see at the minute there's legal debates around the criminalisation of upskirting, and that's been facilitated by more people having smartphones with cameras on the front of them that allow people to take photos, and they can see what's being taken on the photo without the consent or knowledge of the person who the photo's been taken of.
Obviously, they're very serious cases of sexual harassment, but are there some grey areas where some people might assume something is banter, but other people would take it as being offensive?
Well, there's always going to be the issue around whether the person who is engaging in the behaviour intends harm or not. So, where harassers may see it as just harmless banter or comments, the victim may not necessarily see it as that. And this is where I think age is important. So some research that I did with a colleague in the University of Sussex found that over the life course of people, usually women, who'd experienced harassment, as they became older, they were less concerned than when they were younger. And usually this is because they knew that verbal harassment was only going to go as far as verbal harassment, and they became more self-assured in responding to it. And this is where the report that's been produced by the Women and Equalities Committee is important, because it highlights schoolgirls who, when in school uniform, are targeted for street harassment by usually older men. Now, they don't necessarily know how far that incident's going to go, and it may be something that makes them feel particularly vulnerable.
Is it just women who are, shall we say, victims in this case, or can men suffer from sexual harassment as well?
Of course, men can and indeed do suffer from sexual harassment. I think what's important to recognise here is that male sexual harassment by either male or female perpetrators tends to be very much maybe situational, perhaps in the workplace, and doesn't have that fear or threat of potential escalation in harm. So we see in some cases where men have been verbally accosted on the street, maybe sexually suggestive things said to them on the street, there isn't that fear that it could go further. We see with women, however, there is a fear that it may go further. In some cases, it does. We've seen the retaliation of the woman who in Paris, retaliated against her abuser only to get punched in the face. So there's, I think, a very different dynamic there, but not to dismiss men's experience of sexual harassment. It's just, I think, men fear the potential escalation of violence from women less than women do towards men.